We're visiting on the telephone with Cynthia Corey. Cynthia is the Director of Environmental Affairs for California Farm Bureau. And Cynthia wanted to talk to you about Prop 37, which would dictate GMO labeling in California. And let's talk about that first of all, and exactly what would Prop 37 do?
Well, exactly as you said, it would require labeling on many of the food products here in California. There are a number of kind of interesting exemptions, but for the most part, anything that would be in a grocery store that would have a biotech ingredient in it, and we're talking, you know, basically anything, then it would have to be labeled as such with the words, you know, genetically engineered or maybe produced with genetic engineering right on the front label or on the grocery display where it sits in the grocery store. And it starts out at a 0.5% and then it moves down to 0%, which is, if you're familiar with any of the other places in the world that have labeling, this would be the most extreme labeling provision anywhere, far out. Strips anything that's going on in the EU or Japan.
Now, do I understand that meat and dairy products are exempt?
That's correct. So if they were fed any kind of GMO feedstock, that would not be, you know, that wouldn't matter. And so the dairy products and the meat products are not included, the cheese and all of that. But, of course, if you had soy milk, it would be. But cow's milk would not be.
All right. Well, it sounds awful similar to Proposition 2 from a few years ago, where it's like, let's put this on the ballot and we'll worry about the details later.
Yeah, this is the one thing that's different from this, from Prop 2, that was bad enough, but this has a bounty hunter provision in it. So I don't know if you're familiar with what we call out here Prop 65. But it is basically, it has to do with cancerous detection of cancerous ingredients in chemicals in products. And the folks who put that together many years ago also were involved in putting this genetic engineering labeling proposition together. And the bounty hunter provision allows anyone to go in and not even have any damages and basically walk into a little mom-and-pop grocery store. And if they believe that box of cornflakes should have a GMO label on it, doesn't, they can bring a suit against the grocery store.
Well, it sounds like another situation where emotion over science here.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, the proponents are very much anti-GMO. They believe that it's medically, you know, seriously bad for us. And despite the fact that, you know, the American Medical Association, you know, every kind of national academy of scientific, you know, group of scientists that you have don't agree with it, including the U.S. government, they don't believe them.
So their big message, as I understand it again, is, you know, we have a right to know what's in our food, and it's got to be tough to battle against an emotional argument like that.
Yeah, they've got a pretty simple message. You know, it's like a little right to know. That's kind of like their single message, and you're right. It's difficult. Our polling is we've got a challenge out here. But we also, if we're able to get a few minutes with folks and explain all of the exemptions, the bounty hunter provision, the increased cost of food, not only to the consumer, but to the farmers that will have to keep, you know, all the records. Not even if you're, you know, even if you grow non-GMO crops, because you'll have to keep a paperwork so you can basically prove one way or the other that you're GE or not. And so it's going to affect a lot of people. And if we're able to explain that, it really changes people's opinions. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get that message out there and prevent this from being approved by the voters.
What do you think are the implications for the rest of the country from this?
Well, it would have a huge implication. I mean, as you can imagine, all of the major food manufacturers are very concerned and involved in this. All the national groups are very involved in watching this, and we're working with them closely because they would have to label or not. I mean, the products, you know, for the most part, the corn and the soybeans and are being grown in the Midwest, and they're being manufactured back there too. So, you know, your box of Kellogg's, I can't imagine that they're going to want to have a California-only label. That would be a nightmare because not only would you have to have that and then maybe not want to do it for the other states, but then you have to make sure that those boxes got sent here and that one load didn't get separated, and to fill the order they sent ones that weren't labeled. But if you were to go that route and try to do some GMO and not GMO, then you'd have to have a separate distribution, all the way down to the farm.
I think, nationwide surveys have indicated that, this is not a big concern amongst consumers. I mean, initially when you say, there's GMOs in your food, there's concerns. But as you said, when you have a chance to do a little bit of education, it normally alleviates those fears. But it doesn't seem to be a real hot button issue with most people.
No, absolutely not. In fact, when you ask them different things about what they would want to know or care about, it's way down on the list. But then when you just ask them point blank, hey, would you want to know this? They always say yes. But when you explain to them what that involves and the fact that it doesn't mean anything, they definitely, they'll change their attitude. But the problem is you got to be able to get that information out there. But yeah, anyone who is asked usually will say yes, no matter what it is you want to, put on the label. They'll kind of say, yeah, well, that would be interesting. Yeah, I want to know, how the land is leveled or, what kind of labor practices. I mean, you can just name all these different things. And then when you tell them, well, that will involve a lot of oversight and cost and regulatory, oversight to make that happen, and that will increase the cost of your food, and the cost of the administration to make sure it happens correctly, then it changes. Then the tune changes.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's something we haven't heard a lot about at this point, I think, in the Midwest. But it's something that's certainly going to get a lot more attention here in the coming weeks ahead of the election and possibly even after. And is there anything else that you think Midwesterners should know about this?
Well, I guess, we can, a lot of the agricultural groups, the American Farm Bureau and the county farm bureaus here in California, we're all very concerned. And I think that it's just like social media has no boundaries. So I would encourage folks to, if they're interested in any kind of thing, getting on Facebook and liking the know on Prop 37 and trying to get other people aware of it so that we can have a balance. What happens in the social media is it can get a little imbalanced, and the folks that are for this proposition spend a lot of time on the internet spreading this propaganda. So if folks do have the time and interest, there's a lot that can be done to help support us in trying to prevent this from being approved out here by trying to spread the message that this is a bad idea.